Blackstone Audio presents The Tudor Conspiracy by C.W. Gortner. This book is read by Steve West.
For Eric. She has a spirit of enchantment. Simon Renard, referring to Elizabeth Tudor. Winter 1554. There comes an inevitable time in every life when we must cross a threshold and encounter that invisible divider between who we are and who we must become. Sometimes the passage is evident, a sudden catastrophe that tests our mettle, a tragic loss that opens our eyes to the bane of our mortality, or a personal triumph that instills in us the confidence we need to cast aside our fears. Other times our passage is obscured by the minutiae of an overcrowded life, until we catch it in a glimpse of forbidden desire, in an inexplicable sense of melancholic emptiness or a craving for more, always more than what we already possess. Sometimes we embrace the chance to embark on our passage, welcoming it as a chance to finally shed the adolescent skin and prove our worth against the incessant vagaries of fate. Other times, we rail against its unexpected cruelty, against the sharp thrust into a world we're not ready to explore, one we do not know or trust. For us, the past is a haven that we are loath to depart, lest the future corrupt our soul. Better not to change at all, rather than become someone we will not recognize. I know all about this fear. I know what it is to hide a secret and pretend that I can be like any other man, ordinary, commonplace, unremarkable. My days regimented between dawn and dusk, my heart given to one alone. I craved to be anyone but who I was. I felt I had seen all I had to see of vicissitudes and broken innocence, of the savageries perpetuated in the name of faith, power, and lust. I believed that in denying the truth, I would be safe. I am Brendan Prescott, former squire to Lord Robert Dudley, and now in service to Princess Elizabeth Tudor of England. In that winter of 1554, my deception found me.
Hatfield. Chapter 1.
Cut and thrust! To the left! No, to your left!
Kate's shout resounded within Hatfield's vaulted gallery, punctuated by a metallic hiss as she lunged toward me on soft-shod feet, brandishing her sword.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?